الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we all know the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he mentioned, and that hadith is if I'm not mistaken, narrated by Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, where Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned and said that if you see evil, stop it with your hand. And if you are not capable of doing that, فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ, then speak out against it. Stop it with your voice. And he said, and if you are not even capable of that, if you are not even able to do that, then hate it in your heart. And that last one, he said, is a sign of the weakness of your faith, sign of the weakness of your iman. Now from this hadith, and we also, before I talk about the hadith, we also have the ayat of the Quran in Surah Al-Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned clearly about this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are the best of people, and you have been selected and extracted for the benefit of people, linnas. And what is the benefit? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you enjoin good, you order good, you promote good, you support good, and you وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and you prohibit evil. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and you have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very clearly, he said, support that which is good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ta'awanu 'alal birri wat taqwa wa la ta'awanu 'alal ithmi wal 'udwan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, support and give ta'awun, help al birr wat taqwa. Birr is the highest level of piety. So he said, support piety to the highest level. Wat taqwa, and support taqwa. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا, and do not support, specifically, do not support. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا, do not give ta'awun, do not give help. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, to sin and to rebelliousness. Do not support sin and do not support rebelliousness. If you take this ayah, تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, itself is enough. Support good, support piety, and support taqwa means do not support the opposite. There is no need to say the opposite. But when somebody is saying the positive and specifically the negative, like for example in Surah Al-Fatiha, we say, اِهْدِنَا سِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ سِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. سِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ is enough. Oh Allah, give us, show us the way and guide us to the way of the people who you rewarded, who you blessed. There is no need to mention anybody. People, when we are saying, put me on the road of the people who you rewarded, it means automatically, I don't want the other road. But why is the emphasis? That is to re-emphasize the importance of what is being said. So Allah is saying here, ta'awanu alal birri wa taqwa, wala ta'awanu, and do not support, specifically, do not support sin and do not support rebelliousness. People who are insistence on this, insistent on sin, insistent on doing something which is against the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in all of these cases, in these ayat of the Quran, as well as in the hadith which I mentioned, a very important point about this religion is being mentioned. And that important point is not just an important point, but it is the very purpose of our creation and our being, which is to spread good and to stop evil. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the extent of saying, do that physically, make sure that it happens. And if you cannot do that physically, if you are not so strong, or if it is something at a macro level which is not in your control, then at least speak out against it. Don't be silent. Do not be silent. Do not stand there and allow it to happen. Speak against it. And he says, even if you can't do that, then hold it as abhorrent and hate it in your heart. Now, and he said, this is a sign of the weakness of your faith. But think about this also, that if you hate something in your heart, what is the first thing you will do? You will leave the place. The first thing you will do if you dislike what is happening, and you can't even speak against it, you would like to stop it, but you can't stop it. You would like to speak against it, but whatever reason, you cannot speak against it. You dislike it intensely in your heart. What is the sign of that? The sign of it is that you will leave the place. People might come back and ask you, why did you leave yesterday? You just went away suddenly. Kai ko aap chale gaye, kya hua bolo? They will come and ask you, aap suddenly aap chale gaye na sab, kya hua kal? Then you will tell them, nahi is waste main gaya, ye aap log harkat kar rahe the, main bol nahi saka, main chale gaya. If you didn't go, but you participated in that and you stayed there and you were also laughing and joking, then what does it mean? Does it mean that where is even the hatred in the heart? And that is actually participating and helping. It is moral support to what is going on. So if you are not leaving the place, then it means that you are giving moral support to what is going on. And even if you are leaving the place without saying anything, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying this is a sign of the weakness of your iman, which means that this is not an acceptable situation. This is a sign of weak. This is a sign that your heart has got a problem. Right? There is a murmur in your heart. Today our hearts are yelling and screaming. There is no murmur. If there is a murmur in the heart, you go straight to the cardiologist. Our hearts today are, God knows where they are, dead. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that if you are in that situation, this is a sign of sickness of your heart, go and fix it. What is the meaning of saying this is a sign of iman, weakness of iman? Does it mean that therefore stay like that? No. It means get it fixed, fix it. Do something about your iman, because if the iman is so weak, what will happen on the day when we meet Malakul Maut? What will happen on the day, on that day when Shaitan will try his best to take us out of iman, just as when we are dying, just at the time we are dying? Allahumma aghfirna, Allahumma hafizna, may Allah protect us from that. Now imagine what will be the state of that. Now, the benefit of Amr bin Ma'ruf wa Nahy al-Munkar is, first of all, the physical benefit. Obviously, if you are doing that, two things will happen. First thing which will happen is that you will yourself be out of that. Obviously, for example, if you're telling people, come for Salah, that's why they say, even if nobody prays, the Mawzin will pray because he has just called the Adhan. So even if there's no one there, even if there's no Imam, there's no guarantee that the Imam will pray, but there is a guarantee that the Mawzin will pray because he has just called the Adhan. Where will he go? He has to pray. So he will pray. So the benefit of Amr bin Ma'ruf is that, Alhamdulillah, at least you will do this. If you're telling somebody, stop smoking, then you will not smoke. At least that much is there. If you tell someone, don't tell lies, then when the time comes for you to tell a lie, if there is an opportunity or if there is a temptation, then you will feel, I just keep telling people, don't tell lies, you know. Like, for example, I keep telling people, don't participate in ostentatious weddings. Don't participate in when people are wasting money. Don't go and participate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why they gave you the dalail of the ayat. If somebody says, where is the dalil to say you should not participate in a ostentatious wedding? Dalil is in Suratul Ma'idah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La ta'awanu alal ismi wal udwan. Do not participate and do not help sin and rebelliousness. How is an ostentatious wedding sin and rebelliousness? Because ostentation is israf. And the people who do israf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them ikhwan al-shayateen. Allah said they are the brothers of shaitan. Now what more evidence do you want? And all of this is Quran. All of this is Quran. What more evidence do you want to say that ostentation, whether it's in weddings, and here we seem to be doing that in weddings the most, but whether it's in weddings or whatever, is from the amal of shaitan. And what is ostentation? Ostentation is one of those things which I consider to be extremely dangerous, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put a specific number on it. Allah did not say spending $100,000 is ostentation. No. Ostentation is doing anything, whether it is spending money, whether it is, even if it is ibadah, whatever it is, if it is being done in order to impress people, in order to show off to people, in order to show that I am superior, in order to show any of these things, it is ostentation. Whether it is more or less is not the issue. So for somebody to spend a lakh of rupees or $100,000, may be nothing. I mean, it might be like for me to spend $10 is nothing. For someone to spend $100,000 is nothing, because it depends on what he has. This is nothing. So it's not the amount of money. It's the question of why it is being done, and that niyyah only Allah knows. And if that is where you are, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called such people the brothers of shaitan. So amar bil maruf wa nahi al munkar is the reason we exist. And the reason to do that is not only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam both ordered it, and therefore it is fard on us to do it, which is amar bil maruf wa nahi al munkar, but also because this is protection. As I mentioned, the first protection is that it encourages you to do the right thing, first of all, because you have been telling people to do it, so naturally you will do it. Second thing is that this is actually protection against the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not descend on a community, and as long as there is somebody there who is warning against the evil in that community. He said, as long as there is somebody doing the work, amal maruf and nahi munkar, the barakah of that, even if it is one person, the barakah of that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will not send his azab on that community as long as that work is going on. Now see the irony of this, and see how shaitan plays the games, which is that what happens if you, what is your experience and what's my experience, when you find that there is some evil happening in a community, and if say somebody is speaking against it, what is the first thing that people do? They attack that person, they try to shut him up. I mean, Surah Al-Yasin, the first part of the surah, is exactly about this, about how people attack those who are inviting towards good. The Anbiya, and then the man who came to warn, and so on and so forth. That whole part of the surah is about what happens in such situations. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when you do that, when you attack those who are doing amar bil maruf and nahi anil munkar, and if you are able to silence them, then what happens? The azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. The azab of Allah comes. So you have brought the azab of Allah on your own head by silencing the people who were trying to warn you against the evil that you were engaged in. So amar bil maruf and nahi anil munkar also is protection from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why I remind myself and you, this is the reason why we exist. Let us make sure that we do not, that a day does not pass, that if we see something wrong, that we do not sit silently. We must not sit silently, we must take action to make it stop. And if we cannot take action to make it stop for whatever reason, we must raise our voices against it, and we must say, this is wrong, this must not happen. Today there is a lot, this whole society today everywhere, all countries, it's just a matter of degree, is evil is widespread, evil is the norm, evil is the default, sin is the default. We have taken sin to the level, we have elevated sin to the level of being an aspirational thing. People aspire to sin. It's no longer something which is to be something to be ashamed of, or something you hide, or you do it in a corner. It is something that you not only do publicly, but you aspire to do it. You compete against each other in order to commit sin, in order to be rebellious, in order to break the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the kind of society we are living in. And that's the reason why it is very, very important that we do not sit silently and watch it happen. We must raise our voices, we must not participate, we must speak out against this, because, as I said, for two reasons. One is for our own protection, and two, for the general protection of society, because as long as there are people who are raising their voice against evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not send his punishment on that entire community. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that for which he created us, so that on the day of judgment when we stand before him, that we will not be humiliated before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah for his protection, for his rahmah. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.